A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
Silence,
stars are made and played. Power FM. Where magic is born. Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Chabotamwetwa said presidential address lacked new substance. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, cautioned against the manipulation of the ongoing delimitation exercise. In international news, Gabon in talks with Meta and TikTok over social media ban. In sports, Nkoloma Derby between Red Arrows and Power Dynamos marred with violence.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. The Movement for Good Governance described the recent presidential address on national values as repetitive and lacking fresh direction. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show the other morning, spokesperson Chabotamwetwa said the speech delivered by President Hakainde Hichilema largely echoed previous addresses with minimal changes. Mr. Mwetwa stated that much of what was presented had already been communicated to the Zambian people in earlier engagements, adding that the address did not outline any notable new developments. He also questioned the appropriateness of speaking about national values at a time when the late former head of state Edgar Lungu has not yet been buried, citing ongoing court matters involving the family. The Movement for Good Governance spokesperson further alleged that the current administration's actions contradict Zambia's Christian and moral standing, claiming that several opposition members are currently facing legal challenges, with some detained and others appearing before the courts. Mr. Mwetwa said the president's remarks were disappointing and accused the government of presenting an overly positive picture of the country's situation.
That the ongoing